Hello, said Harry nervously.
Harry Potter,
said the creature in a high-pitched voice Harry was sure would carry down the stairs.
So long has Dobby wanted to meet you, sir. Such an honour it is.
Thank you, said Harry, edging along the wall and sinking into his desk chair next to Hedwig, who was asleep in her large cage. He wanted to ask, what are you? But thought it would sound too rude, so instead he said, who are you?
Dobby, sir. Just Dobby. Dobby the house elf, said the creature.
Oh, really? Said Harry. I don't want to be rude or anything, but this isn't a great time for me to have a house elf in my bedroom. Aunt Petunia's high, false laugh sounded from the living room. The elf hung his head. Not that I'm not pleased to meet you, said Harry quickly. But, is there any particular reason you're here?
Oh, yes, sir, said Dobby earnestly. Dobby has come to tell you, sir. It is difficult, sir. Dobby wonders where to begin.
Then, without warning, Dobby bounded off the bed, seized Harry's desk lamp, and started beating himself around the head with ear-splitting yelps.
Bad Dobby, bad Dobby, you!
A sudden silence fell downstairs. 2 seconds later, Harry, heart thudding madly, heard Uncle Vernon coming into the hall.
Quick, in the wardrobe,
hissed Harry, stuffing Dobby in, shutting the door and flinging himself onto the bed just as the door handle turned.
What the devil are you doing? Said Uncle Vernon through gritted teeth, his face horribly close to Harry's. You've just ruined the punchline of my Japanese golfer joke. One more sound, and you'll wish you'd never been born, boy.
He stomped flat-footed from the room. Shaking, Harry let Dobby out of the wardrobe. See what it's like here, he said. See why I've got to go back to Hogwarts. It's the only place I've got.